Ready to become a leader? Enroll in Army ROTC. You could get a full tuition scholarship and you'll graduate a leader and an officer in the U.S. Army. Army officers inspire strength in others. Find out more at goarmy.com/Irish.
Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here. Sunday morning. Well, one of my favorite people we have with us today. She's running for Congress, Shel Fawley. How are you, Shel?
John, I am doing fantastically well. We are, you know, crisscrossing the entire district. You know, I'm up just north of the city in the Hudson Valley, and we are basically talking about the fact that we need to send Sean Maloney home. It is time to end the era of career politicians, and I want to go to Congress and actually get something done.
Well, I understand that Sean Maloney votes 98% of the time with Pelosi. Is that correct?
Actually, with Speaker Pelosi, i.e. the last 2 years, he has voted with her 100% of the time, has not missed a single vote. It's
wow.
Ridiculous. Yes, 100%. I mean, so we might as well have elected her.
If we want law and order in our country, not only our cities, I mean, how can anybody vote on the Pelosi side?
Absolutely. And that is why I have been endorsed by so many law enforcement organizations. The PBA, the SBA, the DEA, the FOP, 1013 organizations, because they are just horrified by this. And, you know, so many voters feel the same way. You know, we need safety. But my opponent, Sean Maloney, said that his top priority was to eliminate cash bail. All right?
Wow.
He sadly got his wish, exactly, and then he voted for the HEROES Act, which he's always touting. But the problem with the HEROES Act is that it would make the elimination of cash bail nationwide. We cannot allow that to happen. And that is why, you know, Sean Maloney and all of these progressives need to go from Washington.
Tell us, give us one more important issue and tell us the largest cities in your district. One
Absolutely.
More important
so,
thing to them.
Yes, we've got Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, Beacon, are all of the very north of the district. The district, you know, goes south. It's all of Orange County, Putnam County, a little bit of Westchester and Dutchess. But look, the other thing, I'm an engineer, right? Engineers fix things. There's no bigger mess that needs to be fixed than Congress. And people say, oh, you know, how are you going to get money to spend on infrastructure? I said, I'm going to get the money that New York loses every year, $50 billion that goes to other states that we need to bring back to New York to spend on our own infrastructure and, most importantly, to also lower our taxes.
You know, and what about some of your middle-class communities? I understand that they want to put in Section 8 housing.
Yes, absolutely. It's a big problem. You know, the president has talked about this, you know, the Affordable Fair Housing Act. And look, I have, you know, empty land next to my house. You know, I don't want, you know, some high rise that the federal government determines, you know, needs to go in there. It's ridiculous. I mean, all of these decisions should be made locally. They should not be made, you know, at the federal level. And I mean, that is one thing that we need to change. And I've been very happy with this, you know, with the changes. But look, I expect President Trump won this district in 2016. He won it by 2 points. He's expected to win it again. It is one of only 17 seats in the entire House that voted for the president and have a Democratic congressman. And that is why we need to flip the seat. We need to take back the House, and we need to bring back law and order to New York.
Shel Fawley, if I lived up there, for sure I'd be voting for you. God bless America. God bless you. And I'm endorsing you, and let's fight for America. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. Yes, God bless the Hudson Valley. Shel Fawley, you can go to my website at congressgetsomethingdone.com.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.